When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, you guys, if you've ever wanted to work out with me and hang out with me, not in Los Angeles, the exciting thing is that I am doing a tour with the Tone It Up girls, so you can work out and hang out with all of us. Check out JillianMichaelsLive.com to find out if we're coming to a city near you. It's going to be a ton of fun. We've got food trucks, beauty bars, braiding bars, friends, food, fitness. Fun, fun, fun. JillianMichaelsLive.com. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
I see you're still driving your big-ass Betty Bitchin' truck.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I still don't have a car.
I think that, well...
The parking is a problem.
I'm joking. You think?
Oh, my
you
God.
You think? I can't even imagine pulling that into a mall.
I lost the car the other day. I parked so far away.
You have to with trucks.
And I literally got out and came out on the like wrong side of a building and... I literally told Nicole, I'm like, I cannot.
Oh, I wish I could have been there.
And I walked
that
and walked
so
and walked.
Happy.
You don't
I
just drive,
figure out where
you
I put
just
it.
Put it on top of other cars.
You can't get in. It takes the roof out. Like literally, you can't get
oh,
in.
Oh, right,
it's
to
the
an
roof
underground.
Clearance.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that's why I can't park in the building here. I have to park on the street. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yes. Now.
Oh
yes.
Well. All right. Are we doing an opener? What are we doing?
We could. We can do anything you want. It's the Jillian Michaels Show.
Oh.
With our new format.
Yeah. Oh, 40 minutes. We have to do 40 minutes
now.
Do
40 minutes now. We could do, we can be fluid, just like people's sexuality.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's one I don't understand. I want to understand it.
Oh, you understand it. It's easy.
No.
Just go with the flow, sister.
No. I want to be... I feel like if I was bisexual, life would just be so much easier.
But you can do, but why do you have to label yourself? That's the thing. All the cool kids are doing it. You just sleep
they
with.
They are all doing it.
Yeah.
All the cool kids are doing it.
You just sleep with, if it feels good, lay it down and have at it.
Like a preference?
Yeah, everyone's got it. What's the scale called? It's the one
McKinsey.
To six. Yeah.
Yeah, McKinsey scale.
I think that I love that things have changed like that. I love that.
All right, I'm going to bring a big wiener into your room attached to a man.
No, but you know
what?
No, I'm just saying, but I don't know necessarily if I would, let's say if you did do that, I don't know what I would do with it, but I might
sit on it.
I might sit on it.
You sit on it.
I might just look at it.
No, you sit on it. Right?
No. You don't have
sure.
I mean,
you mean reverse cowgirl?
Either. Oh, you wow. go
or
sit
just
backwards.
The regular one.
Sit yeah, backwards. You could sit forwards.
I think I would sit backwards because I would still want to see that the person down there was looks like a woman.
So you want them to shave their legs?
I want them to shave their legs. Mm. No, I'm just saying that. I
don't know that that would look like
I
a
don't
woman.
Think, and I don't think traditional sex, you're saying sit on it. I don't think traditional sex even has to happen. I just think, you know, you talk about, we've had many conversations on how social media has changed and this and that. Why not go with the flow of sexuality?
Oh, I'm saying absolutely, but that's my point. Like, it's not as, it's like, I wish that there was a, if like, you know, I, it's like, I don't know. I still sometimes have a hard time believing it. I tend to wonder if, like, you're gay or straight. Are you really bisexual? Like, I met a guy the other day, and he's like, I'm bisexual. And I was like, you're gay.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. But I don't think being fluid, I don't think being fluid has to concretely say you're bisexual. Because I have a funny thing with the bisexuality, too. I don't know if that necessarily...
Like, my friend Justin was like, honestly, after I broke out of this relationship, I couldn't deal with guys anymore. I just wanted to date girls. And I understand that feeling. Like, if Heidi and I broke up, I'd be like, God, what I wouldn't give to just be straight. You know what I mean? But you just can't.
But that's what I mean. If you brought the... Okay, so let's say you brought the guy with the wiener in. You could just bat it around. You wouldn't have to necessarily... Just why do you have to? Why would you have to do traditional sex with it?
You don't. I guess. But
why couldn't
what
you?
What are you defining as sex? Like, that sounds like abuse, what you're describing.
No, maybe just do ring toss or something. I don't know. Fun things. Just let it be a toy.
Ring toss.
I just had such epiphanies about. I've got.
Oh,
I'm
guy.
Just full of. I'm Eddie Epiphany. That it. Whatever.
Okay.
What are you trying to tell us, Janice?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to say I haven't done anything, but my mind is not like,
wow.
I'm not saying that I must have a lesbian who's in her 50s, who's blah, 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 who likes this and likes that.
I don't think you should because, no.
You don't want to be boxed in. You don't want to be labeled
and limited. Too much of the same, by the way. Too much of the same. Too much like you.
So I need maybe a 90-year-old lesbian who golfs.
19-year-old.
19.
No, I'd be petrified.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
This brings me to something totally off subject. Did you see that New York Times article by Amber Tamblyn?
No, I haven't, I don't think. But I think she's cool.
She's a kid I used to train when she was a teenager. She's 35 now. Can you believe that?
Great actor.
Yeah. Really great. I want to say kid. She's a
she's
woman.
Not a kid anymore.
Mom. So on my CNN feed, like I get like Time Magazine, you know, on your news alerts on your phone. I saw her name like flash up and I was like, oh my God. You know, because I was like, what? Why is she like in the news right now? You know, it's like we're going to war with North Korea. Trump is at war with every athlete on the planet, mm-hmm. and Jared Kushner used his own personal email. Like, that's
where we're
Puerto
at
Rico
right now.
Is wiped off the face of the earth, and we're in the middle of, like, every natural disaster under the sun, and then up pops Amber Tamblyn's name, and I was like, oh, God. You know, like, I was worried maybe she'd die or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, nothing breaks through. Like, Puerto Rico's gone, and it's barely in the news. Nothing breaks through. So I click on the article. And it turns out that, like, I guess she's friends with a guy named Armie Hammer, who apparently had made a movie, I guess, about a relationship. I don't know if – I think it's a gay relationship. I'm not sure. Or, like, with a younger character and an older character. And James Woods, who's, like, I don't know how old right now, was attacking the relationship. And Armie Hammer was like, that's hilarious, considering, like, you married a 19-year-old in your late 60s. And Amber Tamblyn – came out and was like, oh, you hit on me when I was 16. And I remember, actually, that story.
When James Wood.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I've heard some negative stuff about James Woods.
Well, he called her a liar. So she was at a diner, right, with her friends, a place called Mel's Diner. And he invited them to Vegas, and she goes, I'm 16. And he said, even better. Yeah.
Is that what that whole thing's about then?
Yeah. And he called her a liar, and she wrote a whole op-ed piece, and she's like, I am so sick and tired of having to prove myself and prove, you know, when she goes, and she talked about how, you know, when she was in doing shows when she was younger, if she felt like harassed or uncomfortable, she would dread having to go talk to like a male producer. And, you know, it would be, oh, well, there's two sides to every story now. And, you know, she's like, women don't have the right to the side of your story. You have the right to an interrogation. And it brought me back to, how did I segue into this? It brought me back to when Lou had that incident at school with the kid that grabbed her, quote, her privates. And I went in and what were you playing? Did you say no? Don't you think it could have been a mistake?
Yes, yes. That was awful for you and the female principal.
And they did nothing. They didn't call the kids, like, nothing. They did nothing. They didn't call me, nothing. Yeah. Zero. How did I get onto this?
We were talking about fluidity and sex.
Doing stuff.
You just took a right, and that's fine.
No, they were telling me something about something, and it got me to Amber. I know it was when you said I would be afraid to date a 19-year-old.
Yes.
And then it like reminded me about, because Amber was so young, right? And James, and for some reason, like it was such a big thing that it like broke through the news, this piece that she wrote. And I sent it to a friend of mine who was being sexually harassed at a hospital. She's an ER doctor. And they were like, they tried to fire her. She filed a complaint. Like the guy jeopardized her license by like not updating certain information. I sent it to her and I was like, I'm thinking of you. But like, I just, where's the takeaway on this? I don't know. I would definitely read the article. And I think I wanted to really just bring it up and just say, more of us need to speak out.
And you know,
more of us need to support each other.
But that's the thing. And you're absolutely right. But what pisses me off is, why is the only time a woman listened to is in numbers?
Yeah,
in massive numbers. It's like if one woman does it, it's like, but if 20 women finally,
look at Bill Cosby. I know.
There's a case in Canada, the same thing. It's like all these women and there's.
Okay, what's his face from Fox News?
Oh, Roger Ailes. Bill O'Reilly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, why does it have to take 20 women?
Because you get interrogated, and are you telling the truth? Are you looking for a fast dollar? Because, and then people do, right? So, like, I don't know anything about that Kevin Hart situation, but the scumbag that's representing that woman is Gloria Allred's daughter. Gloria Allred's the scumbag that tried to extort me, remember?
What's her name?
I can't.
She represented Kathy Griffin, too, the daughter.
Here's the thing. You explain this to me. He cheated on his wife. Okay. That's between him and his wife. What are you representing this woman for? Where's her?
I know.
What? See, so, that's the problem. It's women like that that I'm like, wait a second. You slept with him. You took a secret video sleeping with him. You tried to get money or you were going to go public. And, you know, and he said no. So now you're what? Claiming that he's lying that she tried to extort him? Is that her case?
I know. It gets incredibly muddy.
That's the problem. Yeah. I mean, and it's like, look, you know, that's between him and his wife. It's like, that's not, you know, that's where it's so tough. But you're right. You're right.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read that article. It's good.
Okay.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right. Everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Jillian.
Sorry, we were eating, and then Janice, like, all of a sudden was like, I have to tell you something, and everything turned on. Go ahead, get it out.
It's just you're going to be mad at me.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So it's not dating.
Okay, okay.
The postie asked you out, and you said no.
The who?
Postie?
No. It's got nothing to do with dating.
Okay, okay.
It's got to do with someone we were just talking about. No, Gloria Allred.
What about her?
And I know you're not a fan.
I hate her guts. I loathe Gloria Allred. She's a monstrous bitch of a person. Blackmail artist, scumbag, piece of dog shit. You slept with her.
What?
Jillian.
What?
We had her on the show. And I haven't wanted to tell you. But we didn't think that it would... Our producer said, hey, because it was when the Bill Cosby trial was on. And
wow,
Gloria was representing two or three of the...
wow.
I know. Is this going to affect us? Is this going to affect the day?
Well, what their game is, is they go after celebrities and they say, like, we're going to say or do this to you in the public. So the situation was an employee that I fired. And it was like, oh, we're going to say you're... And I'm unfortunately, like... It's sealed because, the employee had been telling everybody, like an idiot, that they were going to sue me for $500,000 and say that I was prejudiced or it had to do with, God damn it, not race, something else, right?
Yeah.
And so it was, we want $500,000 or else, right? And I was, because I always thought like she was, I just had heard about her through the grapevine and thought she was a good guy, right? Because you're like, well, whoa, yeah, she must be a good guy. No, she's a scum bag. I had a family. I'm like, really? You're trying to extort me for $500,000? I was like, I won't give you shit. I'll give you nothing. And instead, I will sue you for everything. And then that little weasel weaseled off.
Then, okay. And I've never wanted to tell you because I know that and but
Janice.
We were curious about, we had no one to talk to about the Bill Cosby trial. We wanted to talk to someone about what was happening. She was very much involved with it because she's representing, I think, two or three of the women in the civil suit, not the criminal case.
Her game is extortion. So the game is, same thing, you think that this lawyer, her daughter, wasn't representing that woman going after Kevin Hart, like, before? I promise you, that was the game. It was extortion. Same thing. And he's like, I'm not doing this.
But it is a good thing that some of those women are getting representation in Bill Cosby.
Get a real lawyer.
And it is good that Kathy Griffin had some representation because she was threatened by the president.
There are so many good litigators out there. She is a filthy, dirty. I will never forget it. I was like, oh my God, I have kids, like a business, employees. Like, seriously? For $500,000? Really? I mean, no, I'll never speak to you again. I don't even want to, just everyone, please. That's, the day's over. Podcast is done.
Jake, damn it, Janice.
Do you want to be a podcast producer?
Sure.
Good.
I mean, a different one, though. I don't ever want to.
Screw me over? Stab me in the back?
I would never.
Betray me? Okay. Good. I'm going to sue Janice.
I have nothing.
Well, unfortunately, Manus is still here because I paid for the studio today.
What do you mean I'm still here? Oh, am I in trouble?
After you betrayed me.
Letting her on the show?
Mm. Hey, you know what? It's not often that you get inside info from a landmark trial. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And we had a very similar kind of case in mm-hmm. Canada, so I wanted to do the comparisons.
Okay. Well,
it was all for the greater good.
I was going to do a whole segment on the importance of community, but it seems like we don't have one here, do we?
Am I in trouble with other things besides...
No, this is really just the breach of trust.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if other, you know, other people...
What did I do to you?
Betrayed me.
Oh, God, you know what?
I was going to do a whole segment on the importance of community, like the Jillian Michaels workout junkies or the TIU girls.
It was going to be like the podcast crew.
Yeah.
But now mm-hmm. we're minus one.
Because we are like a tight little army and like people identify themselves. I listen to the podcast and it's like, oh. We have that moment, right? Like, oh, eye contact. It's like they know. And then I'll say, do you say making love? And they'll say, God, no. And, like, I could say anything, and they know me. They know my soul.
And now they know
and
that
I know
Janice
them.
Betrayed everybody.
Yeah, you, really, that's what you did. Because you know what you did? You stabbed a member of the tribe. In the back.
Not even in the front.
No.
You know what?
And I think community this has gone is everything. Oh, no. Community is everything. Right, Nicole?
Absolutely.
And you know what? I've seen entire, like... Even looking at like CrossFit, that what in my opinion what made CrossFit so successful after a very long time,
the community,
right? Even if let's say the workout is not the best workout in the world, I've seen huge communities come together and they're like, well, I like the community, mm-hmm. and I was gonna talk about how important that is and how we're working on building a community feature in the app for that very reason, and how. You can go to the workout junkies, and why I think it's so important is because we don't necessarily find support in our everyday lives with, you know, friends and family, and it's okay. It's a good arena to make new friends because it's hard to make new friends. And sometimes I was going to say fitness communities are almost like Tinder for friends.
Yeah.
But you know what? Then you stab me in the back. I'm ruined it.
It's like when Caesar was stabbed in the back. Rome fell.
A tu, Brute?
I'll give you a tu, Brute. Okay, you know what? Then I'll just stand
if you,
here.
If you guys would have anything to say to Janice, you could send it to our podcast email until I replace her with someone else.
Which I think is going to be happening.
I'm just saying, community is key.
But you know, you said something when you were taking me to the mat that it is, and I think there is something about that. You know, when I drive home, there's a. Unfortunately, it's getting dark now, so it's going to have to stop. But there's a group of women who do dragon boat training. There's a body.
You brought this up before.
I'm just saying it's so cool to see people from all different walks, and they bust their ass to get to this hour of training.
Yeah,
and they have such they stand around and talk after, and they're already done the training, but they just I just am so moved by it because it's different ages and.
I know. It's
really cool.
I bring this up just because I watch like the TIU community is also a very like.
I'm sorry. What's the TIU?
Tone It Up community. Oh, sorry. Karina and Katrina from Tone It Up. So I'll see girls comment and they'll say at the TIU meetup. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like to me, I'm like, it's an event. Right. Yeah. And they're like the meetup,
you know.
Right. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. You know, and people will come up to me and they'll say, I'm a junkie. Like, I'm a Jillian Michaels junkie, which I got to talk to Karin about that name. I don't know.
I don't
see it. Like, a TIU girl. And the first thing they say to me is, I'm a junkie.
Oh, sorry. I didn't put that together.
Everybody around, because, like, they'll come up to me at these events with, like, other. So it's fascinating because it's, like, two communities kind of coming together. And, like, Tone It Up and the Jillian Michaels, the junkies, and, like, you'll see the TIU team, now they know what's up, or like the TIU community, and somebody from our little group will go, I'm a junkie! And I'm like, it's our community of recovering addicts. No! But it just, I think that if you're really, honestly, I mean, again, I know these things are kind of redundant and obvious, but there are so many different communities out there. And one thing that I noticed, you know, the Tone It Up community is a very attractive community. Just are. There are a bunch of really good looking girls.
Because they all have the same goal, right? They are.
I just think that like TIU started in a very young and fresh medium, which was YouTube, right? And now they're, you know, on Snap and Insta and all that. But you know, and they're kind of a new brand. So, you know, Biggest Loser is 15 years old now, even though it's no longer on the air. Like I have people that are, you know, 60 that are like, oh, I watched you. And, you know, and they might have been identifying with a contestant. But then I have people that are 23. They're like, oh, my friend, you know, turn me on to your 30-day shred. And I lost 20 pounds. So, but like their community is a very attractive community. And you'd think it would be sort of intimidating because I was like, I don't know how this partnership is going to go. Like, I feel like our community is going to be intimidated by that community.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And no. Like, honest to God, cannot even tell, like, who's who anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I do. Yeah.
So it's like I truly – it's fascinating to me that it's like, oh, we all meet up and we all have the same – agenda and like get along and girlfriends and get fit and be healthy. And by the way, Tone It Up, I used fitness to empower people. I think they use fitness for fun and community, but you get fit, right?
Yes.
At the same time. But like I watch them do their workout and at first I was like, oh my God, no one's going to be able to do my workout than their workout. There's no way anyone's going to be able to do this. And I watch the girls and it's totally different. It's not, and I couldn't even be that if I tried. Because I looked at it and I was like, how could I incorporate this? I can't. But like, ours is like, you know, electronic dance music mixed together fluidly in 30 minutes of high intensity and every move goes into the next move and we go, 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 30 minutes and do not stop and you got this and stronger than you started and don't give up on me. they will literally stop and dance to Neil Diamond. And everyone, I'm not kidding, and everyone is having the best time they've ever had in their entire life.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's weird because theoretically, like if you're going for a type of food, right? You think, oh, well, aren't we both going to be Japanese food? No. You can't even compare it. And it's like, it's so fascinating to me that it just doesn't really matter kind of where you find the community. I don't know why I kind of segued, but like these girls really have done just a great job. I mean, they're both really fit, but they're also not, you'd think you'd be so intimidated by them because they're very pretty girls. And they're not exclusionary. They're not like, oh, the popular girl in school. They're not like that at all. You know?
But isn't that even a bigger statement on first impressions and judgment?
I think that our community would be intimidated by them, yeah. And people that didn't know who they were, some of the older members of the community that didn't know who they were like, why would you say tone it up? And because I said tone it up tour, and I had Karina and Katrina with me in a photo, and they're like, and who are those models? I'm like,
oh, really?
That is tone it up. They are tone it up. And they're a huge fitness brand. But okay. You know, and I think it's like there was an initial intimidation of like, why would you use models and why would you say this? And it, like without realizing. But what I think is so great is like, well, everyone came together.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting along. Yeah. And all the feedback.
There's been no fighting.
No. Yeah. And it's not. No. So, so, you know, I think that it's just been, it's, I find it fascinating, and I just think community is a really powerful thing. And if you're really struggling out there, and I get it, and it's hard to make new friends, and no one wants to feel vulnerable, and you feel cheesy, and you feel stupid, but even if it's like a Spark People, or I remember there was Fit Bottom Girls, and, you know, there's TIU Girls, and the Jillian Michaels Junkies, and by the way, be members of all of it. And like, find your people, find your tribe.
The thing is, you've been an advocate for community before community became hip.
I know.
You've been an advocate for years, even before.
Our little message boards on the old JillianMichaels.com when it was, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I know the CrossFit community kind of took it and owned it, but they didn't own it. It's
they
been happening.
They did it really well.
They did it really well.
They did
absolutely.
It really well.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, they did it really well. And they took something that like, should never have gone mainstream and found a way to do that with their community.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people were getting hurt, but you know, it's like, everybody's welcome. I'm like, yeah, but everybody shouldn't be doing Olympic lifts for time.
I know. Yeah.
So yeah. But, okay. But, I mean, I don't know. So I guess I just want to say like, I've really seen such an incredible, response. And like women from all walks of life, you know, because they have a very different community. And it's just nice. And that's why I just think like, get out there and connect with the community, whether it's the Jillian Michaels Workout Junkies or, you know, and as I said, in the beginning of the new year, you'll be able to connect with people via the app and have message boards, and you can turn it on or off if you want to message or connect and meet people that way. And
even Bonnie's Boat People. I'm just saying.
The dragon people?
Could it be? Could be. Bonnie's boat gaggle. Something. I'm just helping.
Why don't you join and tell us how it goes?
You know what? I will.
And infiltrate it.
I will. If I can get there in time, I will.
What's the Bonnie's boat people?
I don't know what
it's
called. No, it's not. I just made that up. But I'm just saying.
Find it.
But you see, but now it's turning. It's fall. It's going to turn to dark.
Find it.
There's Bonnie's boats.
Is it Bonnie's boats?
It's not.
That's in Ontario.
You know, okay, before we finish this segment, I have had it with Americans. And I'm sorry, Nicole, I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Me too.
Americans thinking Canada is a big country.
No.
But people will automatically go, I'll say, hey, I live in Vancouver. They go, oh, I have an aunt in Montreal. Do you know her?
It's across the country.
There's only like a few people in that country.
No. Yeah,
I just want to point out.
You have like
Nicole,
a few million people.
For clarity, I
think you have like 20 million people in your whole country. That's like not even New York and the five boroughs.
We have 33 million people.
Oh my God, dude. That's like literally New York. and half of Los Angeles.
Just saying.
New York, the city, not the state.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, on the line, we have Drew Logan, who has written a book called 25 Days, a Proven Program to Rewire Your Brain, Stop Weight Gain, and Finally Crush the Habits You Hate. The book is just recently released, and we got him on the line.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. So Janice kind of made that sound really formal, so I...
So for I was gonna tell her. I was like, that's not how Jill and I talk to each other.
Yeah, okay. So for everybody out there listening, we met, oh my God, a little while ago, right? At the gym. And ended up going for lunch, and I kind of just fell in love with this guy and what he's about and his story, and he was telling me about his book way back when, and now it's out. So
it is.
We're going to talk about the book, but let's first talk about you. So in case you watched Strong, he's the hot guy from Strong, but also the very talented trainer from Strong, but like also the hot guy from Strong, but has an incredible, incredible personal story that really was the impetus for this book. So I know it, obviously, but Drew, will you tell it? Janice doesn't know it. So yeah. will you tell it to our listeners? Because it's kind of shocking.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll give you the CliffsNotes version and hit the highlights. But in October of 2004, I gained the dubious distinction of being what medical professionals believe to be the only medical case to survive three sudden cardiac deaths in the same night. So a lot of people go, oh, no, my grandma had three heart attacks. And that's not the same thing. A sudden cardiac arrest is equivalency of it's a rhythm malfunction that causes like a electrical storm in the heart. It's just like turning out the lights. There's no pain or anything. You just your heart just stops and you're dead. So it's about 98% fatal. About 200,000 people a year have one, and I'm the only one that they know that survived three with no implant or anything like that. So that's the short version. So there are a lot of changes that came after that, though.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, no
kidding.
It's so
crazy.
And will you talk about lucky? Because this is, I know, sorry, right. I know I'm dying, but it's just
right.
like,
well,
it's kind of cool to get like a feeling for
right.
you and how you live.
Right.
And
right.
how this turned into the book and all this stuff.
Absolutely. So I have a cardiac alert dog that works with me all the time. Lucky is, in fact, he'll be 11 next month. But he's with me everywhere all the time. Now, after the cardiac arrest and going back and going through all kinds of testing and everything, and obviously I was very active then and, you know, working out all the time. I'd already been a strength coach and trainer for over a decade at that point. And they said, you know, listen, there's no damage to your heart. You really have no limitations other than, you know, you need to monitor your stress. So I thought, yeah, that's fine. They implanted me with a defibrillator in my upper left pectoral area that has
like
a wire
Iron
that
Man.
Runs into my heart.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
everybody
like Iron Man.
Says that all the time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm able to work out. I'm able to do everything. Obviously, like you know, you said, Jill, if you watch Strong, you know, I mean, the things that we did in there were brutal. So I really don't have any physical limitations. It was just a rhythm malfunction. So Lucky is trained, which is really pretty neat because they don't do a lot of dog training this particular way. He's trained to alert me if he smells sudden rises in my cortisol hormone, and he'll come up to me, he'll lick my palm, and if he feels like that my cortisol levels have shot up drastically, and you know, or suddenly, he'll literally grab the leash with his teeth, pull me to the ground, make sure I'm sitting down and I'm in a safe place. So that's what the lucky man does. His purpose is to keep me in a safe place should, in fact, something happen and the defibrillator go off and, you know, knock me across the room. So that's really his function. He's been working with me for 10 years.
Craziness.
Yeah, it's wild, well, right?
What I love so much about the book is that it's not – I mean, look, I cast no judgment, and God knows I've written, you know, the trainer books. But this book is from a life change that you were forced to make.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
So the interesting thing wasn't my heart issues when I went back to work. The interesting thing was that due to the lack of oxygen to the brain, I had no short-term memory. At the beginning, I had literally no short-term memory. Like, I didn't know who my parents were or any of that kind of stuff. But as that began to come back over the course of the next 2 months, it was retaining stuff that I couldn't really remember. So as I went back to work with training clients and things like that, I would get into these really elaborate workouts that I'd created for them, you know, on these really detailed programs. And I'd be like, yeah, this sounds great, but I have no clue why I'm having them do this. Like, what are their goals and like? Because I couldn't retain that stuff. And so out of frustration, I said, you know what, I'm going to create a program that allows everybody to get an actual, you know, A, B, C, D, F grade on a daily basis for both their food and their exercise. And it's a standalone. You know, you succeed or fail one day at a time. So I honestly did it as a crutch for me to be able to keep up with their programs. And what ended up happening is that everybody's results began excelling. So I went to see a therapist who was kind of helping me with some of the issues on dealing with that brain trauma, and because it affects your mood sometimes, you know, unjustly so. And she said, what do you want to do with your life? And I said, well, I've got this great program. I think it would be a really cool book, and I'd love to, you know, lecture and speak on it and talk about my story and how I think this really can change lives. And she said, well, tell me about it. And so as I began to tell her about it, she got her little smile. She said, I'm going to point you to a doctor and to a study. And basically, your brain builds what's called a neurological pattern somewhere between day 18 and day 40. She said, oddly enough, the most common day that a neurological pattern formed is day 25. You may have kind of just fell into something here.
So, Drew, if there was like a, I don't know, like something that people could kind of grab onto.
I think honestly that the thing that people are going to, the key takeaway here, if I can say the one big thing that I would like to encourage people to do as they're, you know, undertaking either it's this fitness program or any fitness program, is you have to understand that you know, that you succeed or fail in the day that you're in. You know, and yesterday with John, and that's the thing that I really like about 25 days is it gets people focused on, listen, I'm literally focusing one meal at a time. I'm focusing my exercise at a time. I'm accomplishing that. And if I mess up in the middle of the day, I didn't ruin the whole day. I ruined that part of it. Deduct the necessary points and move on with your day and figure out what your grade is. So I like that it's positively reinforcing, you know what I mean? And it gives you an understanding of how to live and eat and work out in a real life, as opposed to, you know, every time, you know, oops, I had a sweet tea at lunch. Well, start back over at day one. You know what I mean? That's kind of ridiculous. So
yeah.
That would really be the real key takeaway. But I think everybody's real starting point needs to be, you really have to want to, you know what I mean? Like, why are you doing it? Why do you really even want to, you know, get fit? Which I say a lot of times, you don't actually get fit, you be fit. You know what I mean? It's an ongoing process. You deal with it. I deal with it. Everybody does. And it's something that you have to consistently be involved in. Sometimes I have to ask myself that question, Jill. Why do you want to do it? You know what I mean? And be honest with yourself and go from there.
Drew, thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate you having me on.
25 days, a proven program to rewire your brain, stop weight gain, and finally crush the habits you hate. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.